some of our restaurant customers buy whole sea urchins and use the shell as a dish, but they actually cut the sea urchin, remove the roe and throw it in the bin, and then replace it with the sea urchin roe that we've processed here, because obviously it's processed within hours of coming out of the water, so it's a much fresher product, and the lifespan of a sea urchin out of water is fairly short. When they're alive, the shell's also full of seawater, and once you remove them from the water, that slowly drains out, so then the roe's just sitting basically in its gut, and you could...
it tasted like it was full of gut products. Yeah.
And you could liken it to chasing a cow around a paddock for 3 hours or a day before you slaughter it and process it. The same applies to sea urchins. If you stick them in a poly box, in an aeroplane, in a cool room, and then in a cool case, the animal's been through quite a amount of stress and is probably dead by the time you're dismembering it to eat the roe. So the faster you process them with the salt water remaining inside the animal is far superior.
So you get it in from the sea and pretty much straight away you process it. What do you do? Just cut it in half and stick it in a box?
They have a specialised sea urchin cracking tool, and then it goes along a process line. They have a spooning tool that removes the roe from the shell, and then the roe is cleaned and then goes through a 3 or 4 stage brining process. Obviously, temperature control is a major player in shelf life and the quality of the roe.
Do people have to wear really nice thick gloves? Is it a dangerous business to be in for the processes?
The person that cracks the shells with the cracking tool has the most eyewear, very heavy rubber gloves and a protective apron. Thankfully, we haven't had too many injuries so far. We've had a couple of spines in eyes, and the most affected part of the process would be the divers. If you're diving in the surge or swell, it's not uncommon to have knees and elbows full of sea urchin spines.
And I'm told we don't mention the sharks.
No mention of sharks.
Okay, no sharks in Tasmania.
More sharks at the Sydney fish market than there is in the water.
You wouldn't think they'd be hanging around lots of sea urchins anyway.
No.
A shark would probably lose.
Hopefully.
So you have two types of products.
Uni is the traditional Japanese name for the higher grade product. That's packed dry into containers, so that's our A-grade product that finds its way into the sushi trains and sushi bars and the higher end restaurants. Lower quality roe is packaged in a brine and targeted at the Samoan, Maori, Pacific Island communities in Australia.
If that's what you call lower quality, I'm very impressed, because we thought the flavour was wonderful. So how did they use it?
They just tip the whole punnet, salt, water, brine, roe, straight out of the punnet into their mouths.
Mm.
They make sea urchin butter and have sea urchin sandwiches.
So just mixed with butter?
Butter. They make sea urchin fritters with eggs, but predominantly just straight out of the container.
So with the uni, how could people use it other than certainly trying it on sushi? That was one of my first sea urchin revelations. I think sea urchin sushi is just wonderful, obviously, when the urchin itself is cooked. So apart from sushi, how would you think? Do you think people should try it?
They make marvellous seafood sauces, bouillabaisse sauces.
A little goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And they combine it and make like wasabi and sea urchin jellies.
Mm. Do you cook with it much yourself?
Not lots. I've seen too many, but I always enjoy to go and visit our customers in Sydney and have it prepared in the different fashions that they make it. I enjoy the sea urchin sauce drizzled over fresh fillets, or we harvest a lot of cockles from Anson's Bay, clams from out of the bay, and that makes a beautiful accompaniment to those, drizzled over those. With oysters, they put them on their natural oysters, or, you know, a twist on a Kilpatrick oyster with a sea urchin sauce instead of a Kilpatrick sauce, which is also nice. Sea urchin and wasabi oysters are very tasty.
And I believe what's currently being talked of as the best restaurant in Tasmania uses your product as well, the Garage East.
Garage East is a constant user of our products. He enjoys our roe. Varuni from Chado Tea House, who is a Japanese lady that worked in some of the great sushi restaurants around the world, and her sushi chef, one of our big accolades, said that they've eaten the best sea urchin roe in the States from Santa Barbara, and ours is superior to theirs.